with climate change, what we're seeing is that the timing of events are changing. And in the Arctic, in particular, where it's warming faster than it's warming in temperate areas, we're seeing a lot of events are changing their timing. And one big thing that's happening is that springs are coming earlier.
This is Karen Beard, a professor in wildland resources at Utah State University. Beard and her collaborators work in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta on the coast of western Alaska.
And it's a really large wetland. So it's, the landscape has a lot of rivers and a lot of lakes and a lot of water. And the vegetation is mostly short stature, like sedges and grasses and small forbs.
The vegetation in this delta is the perfect nutrition for migratory Arctic geese, like the black brant. But the timing of vegetation growth and the timing of geese arrival is changing. Beard investigated whether or not earlier migration impacts grass forage quality for the black brant.
So birds migrate up to the Arctic to breed and to nest and to have their young, and then they fly south. And so their young need to have a lot of vegetation that's really high in nutrients and high in resources for them.
During her experiment, Beard manipulated spring arrival through warming chambers and manipulated when the black brant arrived in the delta.
Even though we advanced spring about 3 weeks in terms of vegetation height, we found that forage quality was not significantly impacted by that. So while we've been working under this assumption that if springs start earlier, geese are going to get lower quality forage, we didn't find that in our experiment. The forage quality wasn't different.
Beard found that earlier geese arrival means more nutritious forage because the protein content in the grass increases with the geese's arrival. According to Beard, this research is just the beginning of understanding climate change impacts in complex and connected ecosystems. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rachel Hager.